Call in the movie that scared the S out of you. A lot of these are, you know, movies that you saw when you were a kid. 203-882-9757. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Mike and Mike from the Mike, and Oscar podcast in studio. Do you guys want to start?
I think we both share one in common. The Descent from 2005. This is a movie about cave divers, a group of women hiking and cave diving.
Yes. Cave diving.
And they obviously take a wrong turn in the cave, and then they're hunted.
Why is your mic not on? Hold on. There you are. Got it.
Here we go. All right. Yeah, I hear me now.
Go ahead. And I think there's just something about being claustrophobic, which we all are to an extent, and then monsters hunting you from behind while you all you could do is crawl in a half-sized tunnel and be eaten feet first.
I'd go one step further. I think it's got the best jump scare of all time in that movie. And I don't say that lightly. I'm a big horror fan, but like, there's one moment where I'm prepared for every jump scare there is, and I was like, like, it still took
You didn't see it coming?
No.
Because that's when they get you.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't even see it coming.
Oh, it's I'm shaking thinking about it, yeah.
They hit it well, even if you watch the trailer for the movie. You're like, oh, I will definitely go watch that, and then it's a whole new thing.
Which was the first jump scare you remember?
I remember mine. It's the answer for that's
it was
also
Jaws.
Yeah, well,
oh,
it's
yeah.
I came in expecting, like, you know, the scariest movie I ever saw was The Sixth Sense. And I say that because I saw it when I was young, and it was, like, one of the first jump scares I ever saw.
Right.
And I remember that being, like, sticking with me and making me jump out of my seat in the movie theaters. When the woman walks by, the very first scare, the very first ghost, the bathroom, ugh.
Yeah. There's something about being in the kitchen and it's not your mother.
Yeah.
As well. That not my mother scare.
Yeah.
What? But, yeah, I mean, The Descent, the test of a really scary movie is, after you leave the theater, are you, like, unnerved on the drive home?
Are you affected?
I remember literally changing lanes on the highway to avoid the rock face on the side of the highway. Like, that looks too much like the monsters. They're there.
Wow.
You get me away.
Your jump scare question, it was definitely the scene in Pee-wee's Big Adventure for me. Lived in my brain for a very long time.
Yeah, that's a creepy one. All right, the movie that scared the yes out of you, 203-882-9757. Paul.
Oh, hey, yeah. Okay, like Bill says, kind of obscure, but children shouldn't play with dead things.
Never heard of it.
That's rule. I've heard of it, yeah.
I heard of the rule, but not the movie.
It's a good way to live life, yeah.
My dad told me all the time.
Well, it's this group of actors. They go to this island, and of course they find a book, a magic book, and of course, let's raise the dead, and of course they do. So I'm going to watch it after your show, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, okay, that's mine, man. That was really scary. It's really messed up.
Right.
It's way scarier than Night of the
No one's ever
dead.
Seen it, so we can't talk about it. So we're relying on your storytelling ability, and you just keep saying, of course they go to an island, of course they find a book, and
of course
they bring the dead back. It's like, that's not of course. These are odd occurrences.
Oh, well.
It's of course to you.
Okay. Yeah, they're odd to me.
Yeah, okay, well.
When's the last time you were on an island and found a book and started bringing back the dead?
I don't know. The last time I saw Lady Parts, I guess. I don't know.
What?
Right. Done. Yes. Both had cobwebs.
We love you, Paul. Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. I love you guys, too. Good show.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
AJ, what was the first movie you remember scaring the S out of you?
Might have been Rudolph. When Winter Warlock loses his powers and he becomes man. Yeah, when he just, like, shredded down like that, man, it just did it. It just changed my life entirely. Winter, please.
Were there any songs? What were the songs in that movie?
Oh, there were so many of them. You put one foot in front of the other.
That's a Rankin and Bass original.
And soon you'll be walking across the floor. You put one foot in front of the other. And soon you'll be walking out the door.
Yep.
You know, really did impact his life.
So Rankin and Bass made all those, like, stop motion holiday specials. And they made a Halloween movie. I never knew that they actually made a stop motion Halloween movie, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Mad Monster Party.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of that.
It's another one I've never heard of.
And they have the same, like, staccato, like, stop motion. With
singing. I love those movies. Yeah.
Me too. It's Snow Miser and Heat Miser.
Yeah. There is something creepy about that. Yeah. The claymation, the stop motion, though.
Colleen on the road.
Okay, so my Nightmare Fuel movie, the one that scared the living bejesus out of me as a kid, Dante's Peak.
Oh.
It's a movie about this this volcanologist who, he warns this town about a volcano that's about to erupt. Of course, the town doesn't listen to him, and the volcano erupts, and they have to get everybody out, yada, yada, yada. I had to watch it in eighth grade in science, and it's just creepy.
Oh, it's so funny because in high school we had a friend of ours that had the really big zitness for it. We call it Dante's Peak. Anything's gonna erupt now, run!
I was afraid of hot tubs for a while after that one. There's no question.
I don't think I ever saw that movie.
They're bathing in the hot springs, and obviously there's a live volcano happening. So,
whoops,
doesn't end well.
It got hotter, huh?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Colleen. We have Mike and Mike from the Mike and Oscar podcast in, and we're talking about the movie that scared the S out of you.
That's spooky. What about the scene for me, the scene from Howard the Duck, where the Dark Overlord opens his mouth and the long, like, snake tongue thing comes out?
I mean, if we're going, along the same road, if we're going down, like, childhood stuff, that's the boat ride from Willy Wonka.
It's just like, why is that in there?
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Like, you're just there to scare
There's
the hell
no
out
way of knowing which way the river's flowing.
Yeah, he was.
And why was it River Brown?
Well, we know why.
Was there some kind of a sewage treatment plant along the... let's talk to Attorney Norm Pattis. What do you think?
Psycho, no question about it. I didn't take a shower for years after that.
I'm
I want to make sure I can see through the curtain. It didn't help that Norman Bates was in there. So we lived across the street from a park right after I saw that movie. And when my mother wanted me to come home for dinner, Norman! And everybody in the park knew how to get my goat. I still don't like showers.
Yeah, that was a creepy movie.
And then Alfred Hitchcock in general did it. I remember watching The Birds, you know, one night and kind of freaked out by it. The next day, this was back in the day when people would come out and knock on your door to see if you could go out to play. Somebody knocked on the door, some birds swooped down on them. I slammed that door shut. I thought, man, this is it. This is the crow apocalypse, you know. So Alfred Hitchcock wins the award for me, you know.
Yeah.
Did the jury come in? Did the jury come out yet?
No. They had a note yesterday. They're back this morning, and I'm sitting in traffic in Bridgeport on my way to court. So,
right.
You know.
All right. Thank you.
I'll keep you posted. Right. Ciao. Bye.
Please.
Yeah, there's something about the black and white movies, too, that it's unnerving.
A lot of Hitchcock stuff still holds up, too. Like Strangers on a Train, Dial In for Murder. That stuff's still great to this day.
Yeah.
They should have a new Birds version called I Just Washed My Car.
Joe the Barber.
Yes, I'm going to go with my age at the time. It was my birthday on Halloween. I was 9 years old, and my dad went and saw the movie Halloween when it was first released in 1978.
Jeez.
Awesome.
It was absolutely terrifying. The movie that scared the bejesus out of me was Blair Witch Project.
There you go.
I couldn't even go in the basement for a week in this house.
Is that the one
that was
not
Blockbuster Video?
Booger Nose, yep. But it was scary on the lead up.
I'm so scared.
Terrifying.
Like a lobster.
What are you doing over there, AJ?
The girl with the booger bubble in that movie.
She was so scared she had no control
over
the booger
bubble. Didn't even care it was there.
Really scared. Yep. You need a tissue.
Just
right
the fact of not knowing who was involved with it, that scared the crap out of me.
Well, that was back in the day, too, when, like, the marketing for that was genius. Everyone thought it was real. Everyone thought those
we were gullible.
Died. Yeah.
And it was a gentleman in Fairfield that gave up the $50,000 that used to own that community theater in Fairfield who gave the money to those kids, and the rest is millions of dollars after that franchise.
Found footage.
$50,000 investment.
They hid the cast of that movie afterwards. They wouldn't let them do any marketing.
Yeah.
They wanted to keep the illusion that they were dead.
Yeah. It worked.
I remember people being scary. Legitimately scared of it, thinking, oh, no, this is real. They said it's students from Baltimore. They're actually not here anymore. It worked.
It was tough to watch the movie because the shaky camera.
Mm-hmm.
And the end was disappointing. Yep. I was like, really? That's it?
It didn't do it for you, huh?
Come on. I did feel the same way. It was a birthday party trip for me. We all went to the theater. We watched it. And at the end, I was like, come on.
Really?
Really? Come on.
This is it.
But that's not a witch.
Mike in Newtown.
Yeah, it's not actually a horror movie, but Unhinged with Russell Crowe. It's like a thriller. It's ridiculous.
Road rage.
Regular life, yes.
It's the one he's driving night, right? On the
makes me wave to everybody that lets me go now. I don't cut anybody off. Russell Crowe is an animal in that movie. And there's a jump scare there you do not see coming. Oh, my God. He put on weight, and he's all hairy and rough, man.
Yep.
Yeah, that is a scary movie.
Forget about it.
Oh, it's crazy. My first jump scare we saw in the theater was the first Jurassic Park with the raptors in the vent when it snapped up after that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yep. It's classic.
If you haven't seen Unhinged, watch it. Well, just once. I'll never watch it again. But it's worth the one.
Really? You won't watch it again?
It's a one and done.
Oh, it gets my heart racing. I watched it with my sister-in-law. My jaw dropped. I look back. She has the same face. I'm like, what the hell just happened?
It's kind of weird that you're kind of rooting for the bad guy. You know, you kind of relate. You relate to how he got this pissed off.
All she had to do was say thank you.
All you had to do was say thank you.
That's it.
I know. I've lived this at Market 32.
No, you're welcome.
But it could really happen. Of falling down.
It's an event that could really happen. That's what's scarier nowadays, at least for me.
Right.
Like a movie like Midsommar, I could really be the be lured into a cult sacrifice.
What is that movie you're talking about?
You go to Sweden with your friends thinking you're going to a Festivus, thinking you're putting on a nice hat, a festive hat, drinking some local brews. And then step by step, you're lured into being part of a cult sacrifice.
End up watching old people.
They were all dressed in white, and people were like falling off mountains. And
they should have seen some tells in there. There's no question.
Come on, we got beer and hot girls here. Come on.
Remember
like how ABBA concert? It kind of did.
It's an ABBA festival.
That's AJ's other horror movie, by the way. Oh, forget about it. Fernando.
I showed it to my dad, and he invented a new name for the genre. Calls it a bear suit movie. he asked me anytime I try to convince him to watch a new movie. He's like, "Is this a bear suit movie?" To convince him, it's not.
Is it bad?
Every movie is two categories from now on. There's bear suit movies and otherwise.
Yeah, that's by a director who's made some other scary movies, right?
So he made Ari Aster did Hereditary too, which was a great horror movie.
Yeah, that's very good,
very creepy. And then he's veered off into doing like Beau is Afraid, and what was the one? Eddington,
bad movie.
Yeah, not great. He's been out of his lane.
Remind me how this ABBA festival movie ends.
They're in concert,
a long flower dress.
Yeah,
I think Frida Lindstedt did a solo. What's that, AJ?
I think Frida Lindstedt did a solo. Yeah, it was great.
Is Frida Lindstedt a member of ABBA?
Yes.
There we go.
Talking about movies that scared the S out of you. Somehow we got talking about ABBA.
Yes.
Well, they're kind of like a cult.
It's a natural transition.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm trying to think of the very first movie that scared the hell out of me, and it was House on Haunted Hill.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
With Vincent Price.
Yeah.
It was the first time
the vat.
What's that, AJ?
The skeleton coming out of the acid vat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But it was the first time when they opened the door and you see that guy's head disconnected from the body.
Yep.
I was a kid, man.
How old were you?
I mean, the movie wasn't new. It was old when I was watching it, but I was probably 5 or 6.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
I was like,
That'll do it.
You couldn't rewind. You know, it was like, it's like, holy smokes, man. Now I think if I see the movie, I would feel like it's corny.
Right.
But back then, it scared the hell out of me.
That's funny, too. The stuff that sticks with you when you're a kid versus, like, going back to watch it now. It's like, why did that scare me? And yet it still gets the tingling feeling every time you watch it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, someone said Jurassic Park before. When the spitter dinosaur, like, flew up its things against Newman in that movie. And, like,
Newman.
That scared the hell out of me. I still get creeped out when I watch that.
Then the movie Carrie was a good one. I remember being in a theater simultaneously scared with, like, 100 other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, that was freaky, man.
Right. And then they flipped that GTO. I hated that.
That was scary.
The important things.
Who was exactly. It? Who was it that got a BJ to do so? Was it John Travolta got a BJ?
Travolta, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing that saying, oh, okay. We can cut deals.
Good for you, Johnny.
Another
Good for you, Johnny.
A life lesson from a movie. I'm like, interesting.
Whole new world of negotiation.
How fast you got him to do say yes to that? Interesting.
Taking notes. Yeah.
But the mother was scary as hell in there.
Yeah.
She got scarier than Carrie in that scene right there, where she like lost it and like knives started flying around and you know.
They even did a good the remake they made in like 2013 with Chloe Grace Moretz. Who was the mother? Was that Julianne Moore? I think it was Julianne Moore was the mother in that.
Oh,
she did a good job. Yeah,
Unhinged.
Talk about Unhinged. She's great.
Yeah,
it made you realize why there wasn't a Mr. White.
Bob, Bridgeport.
Rob from Bridgeport. Rob Head.
What's that?
The Exorcist.
Sure.
Yep.
Thank the devil. When Linda Blair's head spun around, I was 9 years old, and I got scared. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that whole scene. You know what's funny? It took so long to get to that scene.
Mm-hmm.
It was this slow burn. You could never make a movie like that today. Because I sat through it recently, maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago. I'm like, wow, this is really boring.
What is taking
like,
so long?
Just start at the room. Mm-hmm. You don't need an hour and a half to get to the room.
They are really banking on you caring deeply about this 12-year-old girl and all the problems she's going through.
Yeah, and I don't care. Like, I just want to see, like,
multiple doctor's visits, all these conversations that,
she starts speaking Latin.
Yep.
That unhinged me more than the vomit.
Just spit the split pea soup at me and call it a day.
Yeah, spit peace too.
That happens once. That actually happens once a month around here. There you go.
Thank you, Rob.
That sounded like our meeting.
Derek.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey.
Swamp Thing.
Is that the old black and white?
I was young. I was about 5 years old, and I didn't want to go swimming for the longest time after that.
Well, you don't go in swamps. Stay out of swamps.
Yeah, ringworm.
Generally, good world.
That's the kind of looked like a kind of like an evil walking frog, right? It was kind of a weird kind of
creature of Black Lagoon.
Yeah. Oh, what am I thinking? Creature of the Black Lagoon.
Creature of Black Lagoon.
Why? What was what did Swamp Thing look like?
Well, he's also kind of covered in a general swampiness. I feel
he looks swampy.
He's like dripping with moss and like greenness.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very scary.
Bed mop.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking it up right
like
now.
Like a cousin it with arms, almost but green.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the webs all over.
Like bad grimace.
Algae and seaweed
all right,
is pretty scary.
I'm going to get back to work. You have a great day.
Thank you, brother. You too.
You too. Thank you.
All right. So Pam from sales just texted me, oh, my God, do you remember that movie When a Stranger Calls?
Calls from inside the house.
That's the one, right?
Mm-hmm.
The babysitter and the psycho that killed the kids.
Takes your breath away.
Yeah, that's a scary moment, though.
I remember that. The call's coming from inside the house, but I don't remember the kids being killed.
Were the kids killed? Or weren't they just asleep? I thought they were just asleep.
Were they just asleep?
I thought so.
Okay.
Could be wrong.
It's wild what you remember from movies.
Yeah.
I can't remember anything from that movie except for the
call
catchphrase.
Well, The Exorcist is a great thing. Like, you know, you don't remember the first hour and a half of the movie. You just remember Linda Blair being Linda Blair. You know,
exactly. At the hospital.
Yeah. Exactly. It was her desperation that led her to the priest. Yeah. Just couldn't figure out. First it was doctors, first it was, you know.
You need to see the exhaustive resources she went through.
And I don't. No results. Like you could do a montage right there. And I'm good. Make me a montage.
That'd be a cool exercise video, The Exorcist. And turn and puke.
Turn and puke. And turn and puke. And turn.
Spin your head. 360. One and a two and a three and a four.
Travolta after the negotiation right there.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that good couch.
Bedelia.
Good morning. How's everyone today? Hi, AJ.
Hello.
Bedelia, you sound fantastic.
You do. You do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I feel really good. Right now I'm standing in the, not standing right, I'm already using the tarp, but it's pouring out here.
Oh.
It's sunny where we are.
Yeah, it's going to turn sunny for you soon.
Oh, no, that's that black cloud that always follows me. I'm pretty good about that now.
Okay, good.
The last house on the left, the original one.
Mm. Oh. Remind me how that one goes. I know I saw it.
Be careful.
Oh, really?
It is like mind-blowingly freaky, realistic,
grotesque,
like horrible
violence.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Wes Craven.
I know I saw it.
Evil stuff.
Yeah, it was like one of the older Wes Craven ones. The original one, that's the scariest one. I just rewatched it, and I was like, holy crap. My husband's like, why are you coming here? I'm like, I can't watch it.
It's so a 1972 rape and revenge horror film written and directed by Wes Craven.
The music is gross.
Oh, the music is bad?
Oh, it's like a Deliverance thing. You know, think it like bizarre.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah. Well, Rob Zombie's got great ones, too.
That movie and I Spit on Your Grave are like, they're tough to watch for different reasons.
Oh,
rather,
really?
Rather than horror movies.
Oh,
you know,
that's hard.
Yeah.
You spend some scenes not looking at the TV screen.
Right.
Oh.
Right. Just like, ugh.
Yeah. Especially if it rings personal, that makes it even scarier, you know? So it was wild.
Yikes.
But that would be my scariest movie, I think.
Well, thank you, Bedelia. You sound terrific. Yeah. Keep it up.
Yeah. Keep it up.
I will. Don't worry about it. You'll be hearing from me on March 20th. That'll be one whole year.
Awesome. Great. Congratulations.
Congrats all on right. That. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. You guys have a good day.
All right, you too.
You too.
Right. Night and day, two different people.
Big time, yep.
She's clean and sober now. Great.
I'd love to hear it.
Awesome. So happy for her.
Yeah.
Mike and Mike of the Mike and Oscar podcast, thanks for coming in. I almost feel like we could do this again next week.
Yeah.
But we could pick like a specific genre to go down so we don't talk about ABBA.
Speaking about horror movies, I didn't expect to do the claymation, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and the ABBA, you know, combination.
Yeah. There was a wild mix of movies brought up. But it's always fun when you guys are in. And if you're into movies, you love this podcast, Mike and Oscar. And just real quick, like 10 seconds, Bruce Springsteen movie, not good.
The public got their hands on it, and the embargo was lifted yesterday, and people are killing it, saying it. I mean, when it went to film festivals, people were loving it, lauding it, and then the public got their hands on it. It's boring. It's overrun. We'll see. I mean, we're going to check it out this weekend ourselves.
First of all, the album Nebraska is boring. The album Nebraska.
You deserve a lot of credit because if it is as boring as they're saying, you sniff that out from the start.
It's like the first half album of The Exorcist.
The boring. You start with the boring.
But there's no priest.
That should be your review.
There's no priest coming here.
Yeah, there's no one to save us from this. All right, thank you, brother. Appreciate
thank
it.
You, guys.
Mike,
anytime.
Mike.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
during the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale. We're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.